This weekend, more than 100,000 fans will gather in a stadium for one of the biggest sporting events of the year. And I'm not talking about the NCAA Final Four.
The one night that epitomizes live entertainment. Welcome to WrestleMania!
WrestleMania 32 takes place this Sunday outside of Dallas. And joining us for a look at the business and cultural significance of pro wrestling's biggest night is Alfred Kanua, a columnist for Forbes and Bleacher Report. He also hosts the Pod Nasty Wrestling Podcast. Alfred, great to have you.
I feel like I'm at WrestleMania right now. It's incredible.
We're sort of like WrestleMania. We're like WrestleMania Lite, maybe, I guess, without quite as many body slams. But tell me about the demographics of pro wrestling fandom. I have a good friend who lives in London. He's a lawyer, and he flies into the United States every year to go to WrestleMania. Who are these people that love WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's par for the course. And these people are people among us, like your friends, your family. Yeah. And, you know, it's like lexicon. It's in the pop culture is WrestleMania. It's like the World Cup. It's WWE's version of the Super Bowl. And the thing about WrestleMania is you don't have to be a hardcore wrestling fan to enjoy it. It attracts a very broad global audience. It just tells you how much of a reach that professional wrestling and WWE has.
Well, you say WWE. I remember when I was growing up, it was WWF. But who are the players in the world of wrestling these days? Is WWE the main one, and then are there others?
Yes, WWE is the main one. It's a juggernaut. It's basically a monopoly. When it comes to other national wrestling companies, they're out there. There's a TNA, Total Nonstop Action, would be WWE's closest competitor, or at least it was for a while, because they had a cable TV deal on Spike. They've gotten a lot smaller in recent years. But then there's Ring of Honor, ROH, and a lot of other small independent wrestling companies. But in terms of a big national juggernaut, it's WWE. At one time, WCW really threatened to put them out of business in the mid-90s, but WWE won that war, and it's been them ever since.
All right, well, let's talk about the match coming up this weekend. This year, fans are already promising to boo Roman Reigns, even though he's being cast as the good guy in the match. Here he is winning the Royal Rumble last year and being booed nonetheless.
Reigns trying to power back the powerhouse.
They're all booing. Now, why does everybody hate Roman Reigns?
That's overrated. I don't think everybody hates Roman Reigns. You know, there was a time when Roman Reigns was coming up and people loved him. As soon as they realized that Roman Reigns was quote-unquote handpicked as the top star of the future, people rejected it because they thought that he was being forced and whatnot. To where a lot of people say, oh, I hate Roman Reigns, I'm going to boycott, I'm going to boo him all I want. But if you really hated Roman Reigns that much, people would reflect that with their wallets, and they're not. They're going to show up to the stadium, and Roman Reigns is a lightning rod.
And maybe there will even be a celebrity cameo. This has happened before. Everyone from Aretha Franklin to Burt Reynolds has made an appearance. In 2007, Donald Trump clotheslined WWE Commissioner Vince McMahon.
Barely.
In the so-called Battle of the Billionaires. Here it is.
What's going on over here?
Donald Trump is in a world he is not familiar with. This is not real estate. This is the WWE.
Donald Trump may have to get his hands dirty himself. He may have to throw himself and get involved here.
Donald Trump has taken down Vince McMahon.
I love the term hostile takeover of Donald Trump. Doesn't that ring prophetic now?
Right. Well, who is supposed to show up this year? What's the buzz?
Well, the big star who's being advertised is The Rock, who obviously came up through WWE, made his name there, but is now a mega box office A-list star. It hasn't been advertised what The Rock is going to be doing, but he's been teasing on Instagram and social media that he's got a surprise, that it's 2 months in the making, and it's going to be next level. But this WrestleMania, it's going to be all hands on deck. You're going to get The Rock. Stone Cold Steve Austin is expected to be there. Shawn Michaels. It's going to be a celebration. This is going to be the biggest WrestleMania crowd ever. Biggest live crowd for a WWE event ever. So WWE wants as many legends and superstars as possible. There's also going to be some performances. I know Flo Rida, who's a friend of WWE, is set to perform My House, which is the theme song for WrestleMania. And then you basically get you know, celebrities who weren't announced, but you just see in the crowd and you see maybe backstage segments and whatnot.
Alfred, for the person who's listening to this, who's never watched wrestling and doesn't usually, but is now intrigued and wants to have some fun watching it this weekend, what's your one tip? Is there something fun you should do while watching WrestleMania?
Oh, just enjoy it. Suspend your disbelief. Don't try to look at what's fake about it because, you know, the fact that wrestling is fake is the last thing people are thinking of who watch wrestling. I mean, you know, you don't watch Empire and say, wait a minute, that Terrence Howard doesn't talk like that. No, you watch Empire and you're thinking, oh, wow, this hip-hop mogul, this is really cool because you're diving into that world. Dive into the professional wrestling world. If you see a punch that doesn't look real, okay, they're not really hurting each other. Wouldn't you rather have it that way? You know, just suspend your disbelief and you're going to enjoy it much more like anything else in entertainment.
Alfred Kanua is a columnist for Forbes and Bleacher Report and host of the Pod Nasty Wrestling Podcast. Alfred, thanks so much. Have a great time this weekend.
Thank you.